thank you, Bruce, for hanging in there. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. I just got some results back for a fairly extensive thyroid blood test, and everything seemed to be within normal limits, which is unusual for my thyroid reading. But the thyroglobulin AB, which the normal parameters are 0 to 0.9, mine came back at 12.6, which is way out of bounds.
Well, sir, I agree with you. It's out of bounds. Fortunately, it's not the worst we've ever seen at Tama Clinic, but it is out of bounds, and that does mean there's some sort of an autoimmune reaction going on against that stuff called thyroglobulin, which is the stuff that is the so-called binding protein for the thyroid hormone. So what were you told to do about that, sir?
I haven't been. I'm going to be calling eventually and talking to Dr. Sherman, who was the one who gave me the list of thyroid tests to get. We live in Squim, and so he said it was okay to get a blood draw over here at Jamestown Family Clinic.
Of course, of course. Just wherever you can go.
Yeah, eventually I have a whole long list of things to talk to him about, but since the thyroid peroxidase AB and the thyroid AB, thyroglobulin AB were so completely out of whack, I was just wondering if you had any suggestions.
Oh, for sure, sir. I'm not complaining about that at all. Just thank you for the background. I appreciate that. All right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, what he will probably be confirming is something that we all discussed at a doctor's meeting information brought in by Dr. Lamson several weeks ago, and that had to do with his finding some research that showed that something called black cumin oil, black cumin, and cumin is C-U-M-I-N, C-U-M-I-N oil, was capable of helping to reduce thyroid antibodies. And you may be able to find that in your local natural food store. You can find it for sure at Tahoma Dispensary. And I'm not sure what other resources you have in Squim. But anyway, black cumin oil. Now, another thing is, while that can reduce thyroid antibodies, it certainly wasn't the lack of black cumin oil that got yours to go up. It is an autoimmune problem. So that means you need to start looking at things that commonly trigger autoimmunity. And I'm sure Dr. Sherman will mention this too, but the most common ones are dairy, milk and dairy, and right up on a par with that is good old gluten gliadin. Those are common. And then there's this little bacteria that loves to live in people's stomachs. In fact, according to the World Health Organization worldwide, nearly 50% of everybody has this little guy. It's called Helicobacter pylori, and that is also, when it gets bad, capable of causing stomach ulcers, but that can trigger autoimmune reactions too. So if you don't know what you might be autoimmunely reacting to, I'm sure Dr. Sherman will help you to find out.
Okay, all right. I did get an H. pylori test, and that came back negative, so tend to knock that out. All right, and I had a quick request. Sometimes I get your Green Medicine newsletter, both on computer and the print version, and it'd be great if, from my perspective, if at some point you would devote a whole newsletter to going over some of the things. I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble with the FDA, but if you could go over some of the things like 4-MU and Royal Rife and, you know, some of the ways that the FDA has not been helpful in, you know, helping with people's health. I belong to the ANH USA, and I write in to congressmen and the FDA from time to time. It would be very helpful if I could give solid examples with some kind of, you know, backing as to the ways that the FDA has not helped with health in the past. Because
yes, sir.
That a lot of our legislators are not aware of some of these things.
Probably not, sir. And if you are a newsletter reader, did you happen to see the review of the book called Death by Regulation?
No, I didn't.
Okay, sir. There's a book out there called Death by Regulation. That's exactly what it's called. And the author is Mary Ruart, R-U-W-A-R-T. She's a Ph.D. But if you put in Death by Regulation and Mary Ruart, R-U-W-A-R-T, into your search engine, you'll find that book all right. And what's so terrific about it, sir, is that, is for your purpose, is that she details just about everything you could think of, not just FDA, but how the court system has caused people to die. She documents that hundreds of thousands of people have died from the implementation of FDA regulation, court decisions, and congressional actions. It's all right there in her book. Now, that does make it kind of a long book, but it sure as heck gives you bunches and bunches of examples, sir. And not only
I'll go ahead and get that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Oh, and the other one you might want to look for, sir, there's another book out there called Suppressed. I'll get that book. I'll get that during a break, and it's one you also might want to get because that one discusses the cancer cures that absolutely were cures. There were 8 or 10 of them at minimum during the 20th century, and they were all squished by FDA. I'll turn up that book at a break, sir, and just listen for that.
Excellent. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling.